is the Becoming Epic Podcast. Becoming epic. Epic isn't a word that we're just saying. Becoming epic. Every person is courageous. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you to become epic.
Welcome back to Becoming Epic Podcast. My name is Adam Berezowski, and I am your courage coach. Yep. Not singing lessons yet, but you know, one of these days I'll do it. Well, welcome back, everybody. You know, we're coming up to our almost three-year anniversary for having our business shut down. So March 18th was a big day for us. It was a day of very hard decisions, a day of a lot of confusion, a day of, excuse my French, but what the fuck? And yeah. And the one thing I would say through these last 3 years that I've learned a lot about is mental health and mental awareness. And so what I wanted to come talk to you about is the things that I've experienced through these last 3 years, not only some of the hardships, but then also the things that I have done to help improve my mental health, because, you know, I've been solely focused on more physical than I was mental. And I learned the hard way to not just focus on the physical. So here's a couple tips for improving your mental well-being, because again, these last 3 years have been not only, I would say, the hardest, but then the most confusing, and then to really like learn about yourself. So some of the things that I've done, so there's about six different things that I can say that have contributed to my saving grace, I'll say, is one is learning to relax and reduce stress. And I don't know about you, but everything nowadays is super stressful when it comes down to, you know, keeping and maintaining relationships, family, living is super stressful. I feel like everything is just so heavy these days. And so learning to relax and reduce stress is, it's a skill definitely to learn. But also it's a lot easier said than to implement. And so some of the things that I've done is, one of the things specifically is, I know most of you know that I converted a school bus into a tiny home, but I take it basically out every weekend. I don't live in it, but I take it out every weekend to the beach, and I just park it and I open all the doors when it's not raining, and I just enjoy just being at the beach. And so that's one thing that I like to do, is I like to get out of my normal routine when it comes to being at home, being at work. Change in my environment has really, really, really helped me compartmentalize just a lot of stuff and just being able to like relax. And I know when somebody says, oh, just relax, it's so much easier said than it is done. Because most of us don't know how to do that. And so, but learning and finding the tools and being mindful of that has been, you know, a learning experience for me, because I'm super high strung, I guess I'll say. Maybe not high strung. Maybe that's the wrong word. But I live a very fast paced life, and I don't know how to just relax. Like, relaxing for me is going out for a run, and that's not very physically relaxing. But, you know, learning the things that will benefit you to relax and then reduce your stress as well. And then one fun thing for me is finding ways to be, to learn, and then also to be creative. So I know this might sound crazy, but I do a lot of audiobooks, and I actually do them when I run. And I have this little weird thing that I've been doing, is I've been listening to them on times two speed. So it's like speed reading. But I run for 35 to 40 minutes, and generally within that time, I'll get like an hour's plus worth of a audiobook. And the way that my brain works is I've been able to like really absorb the information, because my brain, I feel like, goes like 1,000 miles an hour, and I physically read at like such a slow pace that my brain just can't, I guess, retain the slow information that I read versus what I listen to. And so that's one way that I've learned to really learn and like educate myself. So I've read a lot of books on mental health. I've read a lot of books on business development and leadership and things like that to just help me learn. And then on the creative side is with my daughter, is she loves art. She loves to build things and do crafty stuff. So I try to be very mindful that when I do have her, is we do a lot of crafts and a lot of, you know, art. I used to draw. I have a book actually in my closet of some of my old art that I used to do in school. Because, you know, I never did my homework or I never paid attention, so I just drew. So I have a whole book of stuff that I used to draw, and we go through that a lot. So that helps with my creativity. The third thing is that I love to do is spend time in nature. And I'm getting better at that, but like hiking, trail running, camping, just being outdoors. I think there's one thing through this pandemic of like that you could do is go out, you can go for a walk, hike, run, whatever, you know, especially when all gyms and most businesses were closed, is being in nature and being outdoors. And, you know, I always say like go scrape your knees and, you know, go see what it's like to be like kind of be a kid again and spend time in that nature. And it's been really, really, really helpful. I actually went on a great trail run last weekend with a couple of our clients, and there's just nothing that fills your cup more than nature. And especially right now in California, we've got like crazy winter storms, but the mountains are so green, the cloud coverages. I mean, I've never seen it so beautiful, and I've lived here my whole life. So that has definitely grounded me a lot. And then, even running in the rain and being in the rain and just kind of being silly in nature has been really great. So that's been super duper helpful in my mental well-being and my improvement. The other thing is in connecting with others. I've been trying to build like a core group of friends, you know, like throughout the years, friends come and go, clients come and go. And I build a really great friendship with most, if not all of our clients, but, you know, having connection and true connection with others. So I have a very, very small core group of guys that I've been really just leaning into that have been very, very, very beneficial, because we're all on like this, wellness, mental wellness journey, I guess I'll say, or like a recovery. No, that's not the right word, not recovery. But just like to have male support, as a guy, most of, 80% of my clients are women. And, and so to surround yourself with like-minded men that are driven, that have goals, that are on a healing path, I guess I'll say, from our pasts, that has been very helpful for me. And so connection, I mean, that is my number one thing is, connecting with people. I always consider myself a connector. I like connecting the dots and connecting pieces and, building. And building those relationships have been, a major, major, major blessing in my life. And then the next thing is obviously, taking care of your physical health. There's no better antidepressant than exercise. I don't care what anybody tells you. Yes, you might need some extra help every once in a while, but in order to continue to feel good in your life and not be dependent on medication, I mean, I'm no doctor, but physical fitness is the best antidepressant. And I don't care who you are, what you say, what you're doing, or what your situation is, because if you're not focusing on your physical health, the mental's never going to catch up. And that has been the number one thing that I have focused on for over this last long time. That has gotten me through so much, knowing that I'm so strong physically that mentally I can overcome everything. And so physical health, and that's including eating well, eating clean, not drinking. I have my vices, but I'm very strategic at what my vices are, so that way they continue to excel versus hold me back. When I do like to have a cocktail, I'm a whiskey drinker, but I'm a sipper, kind of whiskey neat. It's how I like my whiskey. But back, actually at the beginning of the pandemic, really, I started drinking a lot, and I just found myself always sad and always depressed. And it definitely was not, pushing me in the right direction. So it was actually making me fall backwards, and I hated it. So I stopped. And again, when I do drink whiskey, one glass turns into one bottle real quick, and definitely don't want to do that again. I very rarely drink And to be honest with you, if I never have a drink again, I think I'd be satisfied. And so physical health has been the biggest, I say, antidepressant for me over the course of these 3 years. I mean, granted, I went through a divorce, child abuse allegations, lost custody of my daughter. I had basically a mental breakdown. I mean, there's so many things that I've gone through over these last 3 years that have been so heavy and so hard through this pandemic that, I only want to control the things I can't control. And so physical health is definitely top of my list. And then the last thing that I have been good at, I'm starting to slip backwards on. So I'll be completely honest, which is getting enough sleep. So last night I actually got 10 plus hours of sleep and it felt so good. But then it shouldn't just be once a week. You know, if you can get 15 extra minutes here and there, collectively over time will make the biggest difference with sleep. I mean, all results happen when you sleep. You lose your weight, you gain your muscle. When you allow your body to rest and recover and repair correctly, that's when your life truly excels. And we don't put enough emphasis on it. There's a lot of times when we're like all about the go, 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 and not about the rest, 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 and relax. You know, I hear it a lot. A lot of people just get home, like to sit and veg and watch their shows and do all that stuff, when in reality, true relaxation is sleep. And getting enough sleep and getting your mind right, getting your body right, getting your needs met, because, lack of sleep can turn into poor nutrition habits. Lack of sleep could turn into poor exercise habits. Lack of sleep could turn into irritability. It turns into everything. I'm sure you've heard hangry when people get hangry, but if you don't get enough sleep, that's like a constant state. So those are the six things. So I'll kind of review them. That have really, really, really helped me is relax and reduce stress, find ways to learn and be creative, spend time in nature, connect with others, look after your physical health. I would put that at the top of your list, and then get enough sleep. So I'm going to have some more guests on coming up on my podcast. I just want to just drop little snippets here and there. Every day we're learning, every, situation should be a learning situation. One thing that my therapist said to me that was very eye-opening is that the people that are in your life are your lessons. They are not your problems. And so take that with a grain of salt. And I love you. Hope you guys are having a great week. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Epic podcast. If you're still listening to this, that means you took something away from this episode. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Becoming Epic. We'll see you next time. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you to become